His Word and Glass. Devotions based on the faceted glass windows in the sanctuary of Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Displayed within the imagery of the faceted glass Easter window at Lutheran Church of Our Savior is the bright and beautiful words of the angel at Christ's empty tomb. In the midst of sadness and grief over the loss of an innocent man's life, the angel declares, as recorded in Luke 24, that Jesus has risen from the dead. Our Savior, Jesus the Christ, once dead upon the cross as the sacrificial offering in place of every sinner, is alive and now lives forevermore. In the window's arranged imagery is seen an angel of the Lord, as told in Matthew 28, who had descended from heaven and rolled the stone of the tomb away. The whitened face of the angel hearkens to the angel's appearance like lightning, to the holiness of God, whose Son is raised from the dead, aided by an angel whose own strength to roll the stone away is from the very Lord who is now arisen from within the sealed tomb. Glorious rays of resurrection light now stream forth from what had been a hole of darkness. The nightfall of mankind's sin has yielded to the dawning daylight of Christ raised from the dead. Hearts, once as darkened by sin as the tomb, now shine with the light of faith in Christ their Lord. In the window's imagery, all of creation shines in a new and different light. See how the flowers themselves serve to sound forth the heralding of creation's Alleluia. As Jesus once said to Mary Magdalene after rising from the grave, "I have not yet ascended to my Father." Here we are shown the ascending steps upon which the risen Christ now stands, signaling that he will soon ascend into heaven. In the window, we see the descending crystalline glass behind the Lord, telling us of our Lord's ascension to be seated at the Father's right hand. And there, in the center of the window, we behold him who died for our sin, our Savior Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. We see him with outstretched hands, inviting all who are weary and heavy laden to come unto him, that he might give them everlasting rest in his eternal glory. And even as we see the heavenly hues of gold upon the garments of the Lord and of the angels' wings, so we are drawn heavenward to dwell in mind and spirit upon that which is above. In heaven our Lord awaits us, where he has gone to prepare a place for each of us, that where he is, we might be also. Just as in the window the leaves on the vines are many, so also are the tears of joy that fall from the face of one who looks upon and sees the risen Lord reigning over sin, death, and the power of the devil. He took our place on the cross, that he might also take our place in the tomb. But just as we see in the Easter window that Christ is no longer among the dead, but is alive, so also do we see that our fear and unbelief is gone in the sight of the Savior. He looks down upon us, and through artistic means like colored glass, reminds us that in him our sins are forgiven, and from death we have been set free to be with him forever. This window helps us to remember that we will not find the Lord where he has not promised to be found. In his promise to remain with us always, even unto the end of the age, he did not promise to be found in every form of creation. The word and sacraments he has given to his church are beautifully mirrored in the angelic messenger bringing word of the risen Christ, and the object of the word himself, who bestows his heavenly presence to us at altar and font. We see his face in the window's glass now, though one day we will see his real face, and hear his actual voice, and know, not just believe, that he is risen from the dead forevermore. And until that day comes, we carry with us in our hearts the confident faith that, though our own bodies shall die, we too, like Christ, will live again in the eternal day of his resurrection. We sing a hymn of victory, a hymn of confidence, that reminds us, as the window's glass does, that Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, is our confidence.
Jesus lives, the victory's won, death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done, from the grave will Christ recall me. Brighter scenes then will commence, this shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, to him the throne, high above all things is given. I shall go where he is gone, live and reign with him in heaven. God is faithful, doubting's hence, this shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, for me he died, hence will I to Jesus living. Pure in heart and act abide, praise to him and glory giving. All I need God will dispense, this shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, I know full well, nothing me from him shall sever. Neither death nor powers of hell part me now from Christ forever. God will be my sure defense, this shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, and now is death but the gate of life immortal. This shall call my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith shall cry, as fails each sense, Jesus is my confidence.
We pray. O God, for our redemption, you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of the enemy. grant that all our sin may be drowned through daily repentance, and that day by day we may arise to live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.